Ngāti Nuinui is opposing new fast-track consenting legislation following a letter received from Chris Bishop, who is the Minister for Resource Management Reform. As part of the government's 100-day plan, a fast-track consenting regime for local, regional or nationally significant infrastructure and development projects is being planned under urgency. Rachel Ray is from Ngāti Nuinui, and I'm very pleased to have you join us for a kōrero about this kaupapa, Rachel. Tēnā koe, ko dai o tēnei.
Kia ora, Dale.
Kia ora. Ngā mihi, where do you call home, Rachel?
Hawera, South Taranaki.
Hawera, gleaming in the sun. Beautiful Hawera. And it's about to be unbeautified because they can go stomping and carrying on. Look, there's a big push for extractive industries with this new coalition government. And speaking with Winston, Shane, they say, hey, listen, it's about getting food on the table. So to build an economy, you need to get resources. That's the justification for mining, etc. But Ruanui's stood up against this sort of infrastructural vandalism or environmental vandalism for a long time. Now we're seeing this fast-track kaupapa emerging. What's your main opposition to it?
Well, obviously, this trumps the legislation that's currently in place, and it means that people like TTR can come in and see their mine without iwi or community say. It really is a concern for us, and we will continue the fight. And at the end of the day, the government is a cycle of 3 years, and it can change. So we will be around forever. And we've got generations of Udi that will fight this.
Tēnā koe. Most of our listeners are familiar with Trans-Tasman Resources. They wanted to scrape the sea floor off the coast of South Taranaki. The iwi and environmental group stood up to that challenge, but now the bill will give an unfair advantage to companies like TTR trying to mine iron sands off the coast of Taranaki. How galling is it that people who seldom visit, certainly don't live in your Orohe, are making decisions about its future?
That's exactly right, and that's the concern that we have. And it's, you know, they're not even going to, you know, to fast track this and to put it through, and we will do whatever we can to stop them. We've been doing this for many, many years now, probably way too many, and our iwi will stand up and fight. So no matter what they, you know, with TTR and Trans-Tasman Resources, we are actually in court very, very shortly, which does give them an advantage with this 100 days. So we are very, very concerned, but we will continue that fight legally. We will continue that fight protesting, and everything we can do to stop them, we will do, because at the end of the day, it's about our mokopuna and the environment. And not just now, but their future, because the impact on the sea and what they can do in the future, they don't know. No one knows. And the reports that we've received is that because they want to dump the minerals, what they're doing is uplifting and then dumping the bulk of it back into the sea, which will impact on our environment.
Well, there's no doubt about that. How do you counter the argument that in order to grow the economy, which seems to be the guiding principle of politicians, that in order to grow the economy, we need to use extractive industries to bolster the books? What counter argument do you provide to that thinking?
Well, my thinking is why here? Why us? Why pick on us? Why can't they do it further out? Why can't they do it where there's probably not as much impact? I just feel like we've been targeted because we're probably a small town. Pākehā is very tiny. It's the town of Pākehā Māori Club. They obviously have the freezing works closed and everything else. They are low-income earners. And to come in and attack, you know, as far as I'm concerned, it's more of a, you know, picking on the little man.
There's been some correspondence, obviously, to Lunui. What does the letter from the new Minister of the Resource Management Reform, Chris Bishop, contain?
To me, it's pretty much outlining the plan of the 100 days. Did you get a copy of it? It's pretty much a letter to inform us of the plan of the new, of the fast-tracking consenting. It doesn't really go into too much detail, just to let us know that that's what their intention is.
So they're going to fast-track. What vehicles of challenge do communities have?
So what we do have is we can oppose it in, we can send in submissions, which we will have organised. But that, again, they have fast-tracked this, so the submissions are very limited. Then we need to, stall them by having interviews. So, you know, if you submit a submission, you want to talk to that submission so that when it comes to going select committee, what happens is that they have to speak and we can drag it out days. But if you just submit and don't speak to your submission, it's just recorded as received. Does that make sense? But if everyone submits and speaks to their submission, even if they're all saying the same thing, it's time-consuming for the government because they have to hear everyone out.
And it's time-consuming for people who aren't so au fait with. We don't have a culture of writing submissions. It's not really part of our Māori DNA. So, in a way, Wellington has an advantage here, even though they say, oh, well, if you've got a gripe, send a submission. But so many of our people are hoha, but perhaps wouldn't go that far as to put pen to paper, yeah?
Yeah, well, that is true too. And also, it's overwhelming if you've got a, you know, face of a boardroom and you've got to stand there and speak to your submission as well. I understand that. The other thing we can do is we will probably be looking at protesting. There'll be no doubt about it. So we will be organising a protest and things like that. Whether we do that in party or go to Parliament directly. I don't know. Whatever we do, we will be making steps to continue the fight. We won't be backing down.
Tēnā koe. Well, Rūnui have a reputation for standing their ground too, and you've illustrated that too in our kōrero today. Thanks, Rachel. We'll stay in touch and see how this all pans out going forward, but it is a significant threat to our environment and to Papatau Nuku, and it deserves a big kōrero. Thanks for sharing some time with us on the program today, Rachel.
No worries. Thank you.
Ka kite. Hei kona. Rachel Ray from Ngāti Rūnui. Chance for us.